This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, and joining me right now is a true renaissance man. In addition to being an author, as well as an educator and an advocate for education, he is also an entrepreneur. He is Eddie Papowski's number one fan. He's a skier when ski season is happening, of course, when it allows it. Although you could probably go to Vail, Colorado right now and get some laps in, as well as a runner, as we said, a renaissance man, and also the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. He is a baseball awards presenter as well, Mr. Tom Raffio. Tom, how are you?
Thank you, J-Dog. You know, in your introduction, actually, to connect the dots for people, I am a runner. And so on June 17th, there's a Delta Dental race to the top of Mount Washington running up the auto road. And of course, my previous guest, since you mentioned skiing, was Cindy Burlak from Brass Avalanche. And so she educated the listening audience on the dangers of avalanche. And the Brass website gives us a great opportunity to, if you're planning to ski in Europe next winter and even in the United States, you know, what you should be looking for in terms of avalanches. So in any event, this program opportunity for me, like the Northeast Delta Dental Radio, gives me this great opportunity to feature community partners. And I'm pleased today that we're going to be featuring Easter Seals, New Hampshire. And with me is Thomas Ware, who is the program coordinator of All Youth Count. Thomas, thank you for joining me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Tom. Happy to be here.
It's great. And I was really pleased the other day when we were at the White Park in Concord and for the kids' wellness runs. And you came right up to me and we were preparing for the show as we were waiting for our various kids to start the race. So it's just great to see, you know, all of the kids there. And I think being in the running community, I can tell you, you do have to start those good habits early on. It's not dissimilar to, you know, brushing your teeth. So it was great to see that there are always so many people of youth out there. And already my four-year-old granddaughter is running faster than me. So Thomas, explain, I know where you and I are so into it. We have sort of all the Eastern, what I call the inside baseball. And, you know, Maureen, your CEO, is a good friend of mine, as was Larry Gammon. But to level set the audience, tell us about Easter Seals, and then as much detail as you want, and then specifically on part two, what's your specific role at Easter Seals?
Sure, yeah. You're right. I mean, Easter Seals is a big organization, and people a lot of times will hear the name and they go, well, Easter Seals, yeah, I know you do something good. What is it? There's really a whole host of different programs. So Easter Seals, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Farnham runs anywhere from 90 to 100 different lines of service, different programs that serve people in their communities, really from birth all the way through life. And there's those different programs include early interventions, early supports. There's autism programs, there's adult day programs, programs for youth of transitional ages, all the way up through senior services. So Easter Seals serves over 19,000 people, children, youth, adults, as well as their families. Different supports and services for all those people across the state, New Hampshire and Vermont, so both states. We've got a staff of 1,400. And so those programs look like they can be community-based. They can have staff helping adults out in their community. Really what we like to say is that we try to help people of all levels of abilities live, work, learn, and play in their communities. So whatever it takes to help people do that, that's what Easter Seals does.
And in the spirit of transparency, as I mentioned, of course, I know Maureen, the current CEO, and the prior CEO, Larry Gammon. So I've been really invested in Easter Seals. And for a while, there was even an oral health center there, which we, contributed to. And one of my wonderful colleagues who's worked side by side with me for now 27 years, Bill Lambrukas, is on the Easter Seals board. And we've had Easter Seals presentations at our all employees meeting, and oh my God, not a dry eye there when the presentations are made. And we've done special fundraisers for the quote unquote VIP program, as well as being a corporate donor. So the website is eastersalesnh.org, and we'll be talking about how can people donate later. But within Easter Seals, as you said, it's a very collaborative organization. You have 1,400 colleagues, many, many, many partners. So specifically at Easter Seals, Thomas, what do you do?
Yes, sir. So I run or manage a program called All Youth Count. And that program is geared toward a specific population, former foster care youth. So my program, we support former foster care youth. You know, if they touched the foster care system or potentially even juvenile justice system at some point, they're eligible for my program. And what we really do is provide support in kind of two lanes, if you will, the first being housing and the other being employment. So the age range we serve is 14 up to 27. And really our wheelhouse is between kind of 18 and 23. These are the youth who have just aged out of the foster care system. You know, they hit 18 and they can sign themselves out of services, or they can choose to go out on their own. But then, you know, these are youth who, for lack of, they just have a kind of a lack of support. You know, as you can imagine, being in the foster care system, they don't have that like robust family support system that many of us are lucky enough to have. So, you know, they hit 18, 19, and suddenly, you know, they've gone from having all these disparate services from DCYF or different state services who've been helping them to nothing. So, you know, how do I go be an adult without any practice? And a lot of these youth.
Without that transition. Wow. So yeah. I want to go back to that because it's so compelling. But I know sometimes when I interview people, people want to know more about about the program, but also your specific, you know, career path. So tell us, obviously you have a passion for this. So what was your career path that currently has ended you up at Easter Seals?
Yeah, thank you. So like you, I actually got a college degree in the humanities. I've got a degree in history. I know you're an English man, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And coming out of college, I had several different sort of career starts in my 20s, and eventually found my way into education. I had several different roles in education. I was a teacher. I worked in special education. I was an athletics coach. Even did some like refereeing, some umpiring, all that good stuff. And I found I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed working with kids, working with young people. That was really rewarding. But the part I didn't like was being in a classroom all day. And so 10 years ago, actually this month, the opportunity came up to join Easter Seals to work with a similar population, youth who were still kind of in school or transition age. But needed some help working on skills to get them from school into the community or into adult life. It was a little bit different program than All Youth Count. So that opportunity came up and I jumped on it and been with Easter Seals for, like I said, this month will be my 10th anniversary with Easter Seals. So,
that's awesome. I was going to say that Easter Seals is known for people, employees being there a long time, you know, from Larry Gannon himself, who tells the story of, you know, driving a van there and then years later becoming the CEO. So it's great. I know when I meet your colleagues and people like yourself, I mean, the fact that you've been there so long, obviously you have the passion and, you know, in the subject matter, expertise. It's great to see. So
thank you. Thank you.
I mean, and I was an English major, you were history. So I think just some advice for the listening audience. So when you, if you decide to go to college, take what you want to take to have passion for, because, you know, when I graduated from Harvard and I was English major, all my buddies were getting these high paying jobs at banks and in Wall Street. And I was like the last person to get a job. It was at John Hancock. But, you know, in those days, Matt, Thomas, it was like my trip to Europe was my father telling me I could take Saturday and Sunday off, and I started work on Monday. So in any event, Thomas, but the whole point is what Thomas and I have learned is in this sort of information age, like you take in so much information. So if you're a liberal arts major and you know how to read and analyze it, it'll serve you well, you know, regardless of, you know, where you end up. So you're starting to say one of the challenges is, so the youth is in the foster system, has, you know, support system, and then abruptly they quote unquote become an adult. So is that one of the biggest challenges you deal with? And what are some of the other challenges?
It is. I mean, you can imagine, you know, yourself at 18, 19, and all of a sudden you're essentially out on your own without, like I said, the skills or the practice to be an adult. And I, even many of us, I think if you remember, you know, back to 18, 19 years old, even if you did have a really great support system, it's still hard to figure out how to be an adult at that age. But doing it all on your own is tough. So when we created the program, we identified that there was a need there. DCYF, the state agency that oversees the foster care system, they kind of came to us. They came to my advisory council with this problem statement that, hey, there's a gap in service here. You know, these youth could really use some help. There are disparate agencies around the state that help with different things, community action programs and community mental health and so forth. But for these youth to navigate those agencies, that's a significant challenge. So we provide, you know, hands-on one-to-one support with these youth. But in a broader sense, one of our biggest challenges, Tom, and I don't think it'll come as a surprise to you, is housing. Finding housing for these youth is a significant challenge because obviously we know there's a housing shortage around the state and around the country. But for these youth with a lack of credit history, with a lack of rental history, it's an even greater challenge.
So I see CJ, all of these social challenges, workforce housing, you know, food insecurity, it is definitely all related. And we're so blessed that we have Thomas working for an organization, you know, such as Easter Seals. So it's EasterSealsNH.org. Jay, I think it's time for a break.
Yes, it is, Tom. And we have Thomas Ware, Program Coordinator of All Youth Count, which is a part of Easter Seals NH. EasterSeals.com/NH/ is the website. Tons of great information there. You can donate. And I'll certainly talk more about that after we return from these messages here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, and this week it's the Tom and Thomas Show. Northeast Delta Dental Radio, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, Tom Raffio, joined by Thomas Ware, who is the program coordinator at All Youth Count. That's part of Easter Seals, New Hampshire. Log on to easterseals.com/NH/ for more information there, having a great discussion on all the programs and especially All Youth Count, which, of course, Thomas knows a thing or two about as he's the program coordinator. Take it away, gentlemen.
Very good. So it's the Tom and Thomas Show. And I have a big smile on my face because it's so great to see an emerging leader like Thomas that has a passion for this, you know, really important area. So I know, Thomas, that you have a lot of passion, but I know probably you're not a one-man band. So tell us about your colleagues, and do you have volunteers, you know, that help you, and how can the audience help?
Absolutely. Hopefully we can take the Tom and Thomas Show on the road. I would like that.
I'm happy to do that.
So how can the audience help? Well, I mean, obviously we can't do this by ourselves. We rely on community partners. And so, as I mentioned before the break, I mean, one of the biggest challenges we have is finding housing, finding apartments, units for these young folks. So, people can help with, if there are property owners out there, if there are landlords out there who are listening, and they want to help some youth in their community, they can come to us. I'd be happy to give my contact info and get that out there. They can reach out to me and say, hey, you know, I've got a couple of units to rent. I'd be willing to take a chance on some young folks who, you know, need some help, need a place to live. And they've got the support of Easter Seals behind them as well. So
and Easter Seals phone number, by the way, is 603 area code 341-3692. That's 341-3692 or EasterSealsNH.org. And so besides housing, how else can we help? And obviously, you know, financially donating as well.
Yes, that's right. I mean, on the Easter Seals website, there's a big blue donate button at the top right. You can click on that. It'll bring you to a donation page. If you want to support All Youth Count directly, there's a way to select that your donation would go specifically to our program. If you want to help out Easter Seals in general, you can do that as well. So that's a great way to help out. And again, if I can just continue to make the appeal, you know, landlords, housing providers, another big challenge is childcare. A lot of these young folks have really young kids. And again, as you know, Tom, that's a significant challenge, not just for this population, but for everybody across the state. So if there are people who can help out with that, again, we rely on our community partners, landlords, housing providers, childcare providers. If you can reach out and say, hey, I'm willing to help with either a donation or in kind or a spot in my childcare center, that's a big help as well.
You know, and trying to connect the dots here. So a few weeks ago, we had Jackie Cowell on, who is the executive director of Early Learning New Hampshire. And you're correct. You know, quality daycare centers, early learning centers, definitely in demand. And one of the things we're working with the legislature is some more funding, because what we call it now, excuse me, is the workforce for the workforce, meaning if you have little kids with no daycare, even if you're ready, willing, and expert and ready to get into the workforce, you can't leave the house if you have kids at home. So daycare center operators, Jackie, if you're listening to me, let's get in touch with Thomas, 603-341-3692, because Thomas has touched on two things, housing and daycare, which is definitely a macro challenge in society. And of course, with this population, you know, even more so. Now, you have something called the Advisory Council. Can you tell us what that is and how do they help?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So as I mentioned, the Advisory Council chair and co-chair of that really kind of brought us the problem statement that, you know, youth in this population is at greater risk for a whole host of negative outcomes. What can we do to help? So from there, we really kind of built the program with the guidance, with the advice of our Advisory Council. And the Advisory Council was or is a group of business leaders, nonprofit leaders, leaders in post-secondary education, employment training, career training from around the state. And they really provide us advice, guidance, support. And then to use an outdated word, they open up their Rolodexes. And help us make connections to.
But I understood what you were saying, Thomas. I could even show you a Rolodex, a real one.
Nowadays, it's on everybody's phone, right? You just got to scroll. But so they, you know, if we have a youth who is interested in a specific career path, you know, we'll ask the council, hey, does anybody have a connection in that career path who'd be willing to bring this youth on, or, you know, that we can reach out to and make that connection and see if there's a fit. So the Advisory Council, like I said, they're instrumental to making the whole thing run. They also, I shouldn't leave this part out, they help raise funds because All Youth Count is privately funded, like many of Easter Seals programs. We don't rely on state funding. It's all private donations, grants, corporate sponsors. So
exactly. And that's my call to action here for folks, EasterSeals.com/New Hampshire. All of us, we're in a position, both as an individual citizen, but also if you're a leader and your employer, money invested in Easter sales is, you know, really well spent, you know, for the future of our state. And as Thomas said at the top of the show, Easter sales, there's so many realms to it. One of the things that we recently participated in was make 12 hours count for veterans count. And people, we can't do enough, of course, for our veterans. We've learned that, you know, generally they can't get their dental services at the VA. So we've, you know, we help out that in a big way. But Jack, of course, Jack got us involved with Veterans Count, but people didn't realize, you know, that really comes under the auspices of Easter Seals. So there are ways you can volunteer, but you can also open up your checkbook, EasterSeals.com/New Hampshire. In a couple of minutes that we have remaining, and back to All Youth Count for 2023 and 2024, do you have top goals, top two, three, four goals for All Youth Count this year and next?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So, I mean, the first goal would be to serve more youth. DCUF tells us that every year there's a roughly 100 or so youth who age out of the foster care system who will likely need some help, will need some support. So if we can continue to grow this program from where we started and serve more youth, that's a big goal there. And then, you know, sort of along the lines of that is to reduce the so-called length of stay. So help the youth, help them find an apartment, help them find a meaningful job or a career path, and then make some connections to whatever other supports they may need and get them on their way so that we can serve more youth. And then another goal would be to make more connections with housing providers, because that's such a challenge. You know, we've got great relationships with some folks already who have, you know, gotten youth into some of their apartments. And that's been great. You know, typically our youth are holding a housing voucher. So the landlord provider knows they've got a guaranteed portion of the rent that they're going to get. So, and then Easter Seals is right there behind them to back it up.
Wow, that's amazing. And I don't think people realize all of the facets, you know, to Easter Seals, that they do that backing up for the sort of the workforce housing. How about you personally? How do you keep the energy level so high? You know, when I saw you on the field at White's Park, but also just in this field, I'm sure you talked about some of the challenges, and I'm sure sometimes it can also be internally frustrating that maybe there's something you wish you could do, but can't. So how do you keep your energy level high on this topic?
Well, as you mentioned, when we saw each other, it was at the Healthy Kids Racing Series. I've got a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old. They keep me busy. They keep me going around the house. But yeah, that's it. I mean, and knowing that, you know, I'm there to support them, but God forbid if something happened to me, who else would be there to support them? You know, obviously my wife and I do a good job, but you know, if something were to happen to us, I would want to rely on people in the community to help take care of my youth as well. So.
And that's a good way to close, Jay, because that's what people don't realize, that Easter Seals touches so many people, and you can be one day maybe not aware of Easter Seals, and the next day you're relying on them. That's a great point. So that's EasterSeals.com/New Hampshire, specifically All Youth Count, but any donations on all of the different programs would be welcome. And don't you think, Jay, we're blessed to have someone like Thomas in our community that are handling this youth population, you know, that need this support?
Absolutely. No, this is and Easter Seals, as Tom mentioned, is a great resource for just everything from veterans to children to all services in the state. I mean, we are blessed and fortunate to have that, as well as Thomas Ware, of course, program coordinator for All Youth Count, which is a part of Easter Seals. And we'll certainly have you on again, Thomas. We're going to have Easter Seals. I know this is one of the big charities, Tom, the nonprofits, rather, that you subscribe to. I do as well on social media. Absolutely love Easter Seals. And they do fantastic work for all, as I say, all walks of life, essentially. So thank you, Thomas Ware, All Youth Count, Easter Seals Program Coordinator, as well as Tom Raffio. The Tom and Thomas Show wraps up for this week of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Fear not, Next week, we'll have another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio right here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.